Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's a Get Right episode here of Liquidate All Assets, episode 35. It's Guru and Dibs. And Goo, you're not happy about January. What's going on, kid?
Yeah, I wanted to call an audit. I just looked at the numbers 7-14.
Man.
After what I deem a great bowl season, the college bowl contest we had, I was over 500. So I'm just letting the listeners and the fans know, your boys, I've been in the lab. I'm ready to go.
Let's get it.
Episode 35, I got my Warriors. I was going Ricky Henderson, but since the great Kevin Durant got injured and he delivered two chips, should have been three, I'm going to go with KD. How about that, Dibs?
You should go with Ricky Henderson and welcome Ernesto and everyone else. Ricky is homegrown. He's homeborn.
He
brought the A's to the highest of the highs. I wish you'd go with Ricky, but I respect your KD, and you're rocking the Warriors gear, so what can I say?
Did you see Ricky at the Warrior game? I believe it was a couple of days ago. Ricky looking good. We love you,
Ricky. He sure was, yeah. And thank you to Livermore Casino. This is brought to you by Livermore Casino. Get in on all the action at Livermore Casino in downtown Livermore on First Street, Tri-Valley's only poker destination, offering blackjack, three-card poker, baccarat with no player collection. Enjoy their 24-hour gaming floor, full bar, and restaurant with outdoor patio seating. Watch all your favorite games at Livermore Casino 7 days a week, 3571 First Street in downtown Livermore. Livermore Casino, Tri-Valley's place to play. Please play responsibly. Goo, how about this this weekend of football? Maybe the best divisional round ever?
I want to say ever. I'm going to go there. I remember the Dolphins and Chargers and that great game that they had years ago. But, Dibs, for us to get Niners, every game was just off the chain. And then the Kansas City Buffalo game, that was too much offense for your boy. But in the state of the world now, we just want entertainment. We don't care about standards. You know, there could have been some more defense for your liking, but to answer your question, Dibs, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was incredible. And the 49ers, if you wanted the points, you got the points. If you bet them on the money line, you got paid a little bit more. Where were you on that Niner-Packer game, Goo?
I had the Packers. I thought the Packers were going to get it done. So that was one of the 14 in January. So Niner fans happy with the Goo, reverse devil tongue, and it came to fruition.
Yeah, it was tough, you know, for the 49ers. Nice little payout if you liked him on the money line. And coming up here, we'll give you the picks for conference championship weekend, Goo. We've got two more. We only have three more football games in the National Football League. How do you feel about that?
I don't like it. It's the best thing going, you know, Thursday, Sunday, and then we've even been getting Saturday for the playoffs. But we'll look forward to the draft. All that good stuff, but I'm getting a little melancholy because the finality of it all. Dude, we started this thing in September. NFL did, and we're a part of it.
No doubt. And, I mean, let's get into it. We've got props to give out. We've got picks to make on the games itself. We've got over-under leans. We got Tuesday night NBA. We've got college hoops. And, by the way, the PGA Tour event starts tomorrow in San Diego. So we got some PGA Tour locks as well. But let's start with the AFC game, Goo. Cincinnati at Kansas City. The spread is 7. Who do you like?
I'm going to say this. I cannot believe Joe Burrow won, is up and walking after beating he took And to his credit, he's everything that we thought he would be and more. But the fact that the Bengals are in this game is their Super Bowl. I just don't like the fact that they can't protect him. I saw the Chiefs get frustrated. They play pretty good defense on a very mobile Josh Allen. And I don't think Burrow can be, you know, that mobile. So I'm taking the Chiefs after staring down the barrel of an L at home, the euphoria to just smell around and think about a trip to the Super Bowl again. They demolished the Bengals. I'm taking Kansas City minus 7 dips. I don't think this thing is going to be close.
Wow. Yeah, and I think also because it's not going to be close that I'm leaning toward the total in this game. The total to me is too high. It's at 54. I think that what you said is accurate. Cincinnati's going to have a hard time protecting Joe Burrow. Kansas City's going to get up early, and they're going to really start to pound the rock. The short passing game with Jared McKinnon, former Niner, Edwards-Helaire. They're going to use the dink and dunk. They're going to keep Mahomes safe and protected. I like Kansas City one-sided, like a 38-10. I'm going under 54 in the AFC Championship game.
It's interesting you say that, Dibs, because I talked myself out of that total for Kansas City and Buffalo. They almost scored 100. I mean, that thing just blew up. But I see where you're going, but you don't got Cincinnati doing much, it sounds like, offensively, and that's why you got that total, it sounds like.
Yeah, I like Joe Mixon. I like their running game, but I think ultimately Kansas City has an ability to rush the passer and give Cincinnati some trouble, kind of like Tennessee gave them this past weekend. I mean, Tennessee's defense is better than Kansas City's, but I like their ability to get Joe Burrow uncomfortable and turn this into a one-dimensional sort of offensive approach for Cincinnati. So I'm going to go ahead and go under 54 and hope for a one-sided Kansas City win.
There you go, and you may have it. And I know it's not the frozen tundra, but it was cold in KC. They still score points, both teams, but Kansas City, 13 seconds left. The fact that they're even playing this game, Dibs, they got to be giddy. And I think that helps them come out, relax, and take care of business against the Bengals, who are facing the uphill battle.
Yeah, minus 7. So Guru's on the minus 7. I'm taking the under 54. We got some props too, Guru, on this game. What do you think we get into some props on the AFC Championship game?
Let's do it.
You've got Super Bowl MVP odds, and you've got player odds. What about Patrick Mahomes over under 285.5 passing yards?
Oh, man. Here I go. Shocker. I'm going over. I mean, I don't think since I saw Derek Carr get warmed up in this playoff game against Cincy, some bad calls did him in. And I saw last week the Bengals try to stop Tannehill, who was awful, but he completed some big throws to Brown, just not enough. But now we're talking about the master, 285. It's nothing, as they say in the streets, Dibs. And I think Mahomes, we could see 350, 380, even 400. That's how much I believe in the Chiefs this weekend. So I'm taking the over.
Yeah, I like the over too. I mean, I think Patrick Mahomes is going to be able to feast early in this game and get some offense going through the air. They have too many weapons for Cincinnati. 285.5 to me is a little bit too low. So I'm also going over that number. A Jamar Chase, a touchdown, even money, plus 100. Does Jamar Chase score against Kansas City?
That's almost an insult to Burrow and Chase. And as much as I think they're not going to win the game, they get a touchdown. And Dibs, it doesn't matter if it's in the first quarter, the garbage time, I envision him getting a touchdown on that Chief defense, who had their hands full with that Buffalo offense that had a few guys get in the end zone. So I'm going over. I can't believe that's even money.
Yeah, even money. And I'm actually going to go the other way. I'm on the no for Jamar Chase on a touchdown. I think Kansas City sees that he's really the one main threat that Cincinnati has. So I'm going to bank on Kansas City really game planning against Cincinnati and trying to shut him down. So I'm going to go ahead and play the no on Jamar Chase. And yeah, here's Robert Freeman with a parlay. Mahomes over and Hill over. If Mahomes goes over, you either play the Kelce over or the Tyreek Hill over, in my opinion.
I like that. The Tyreek Hill, how do you go wrong? I mean, Dibs, I don't know if I've ever seen a faster man on a football field. It is incredible to watch him run and what he did with the pass. It was a good throw by Mahomes, but to do the rest, I mean, how can you doubt him? He is a headache.
Yeah, he's a nightmare for defenses to defend. And Cincinnati, by the way, did beat Kansas City in the first meeting, 34-31. The Chiefs enter Sunday on a run of 7 consecutive overs. The Bengals are 6-0 against the spread, so something has to give there. The spread climbed from 6.5 up to 7 and now sits at 7.5. So the money coming in on Kansas City.
Yeah, no doubt. And I get it. I understand it. And I can't wait for this weekend for us to find out who's going back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, in the AFC Conference Championship game, the favorites are 15-8 against the spread since 2004. Thank you, E-Dog, for that number. So Kansas City appears to be solid. Yeah, well, let's go to the NFC, Goo. You've got the Niners on the road at the Rams. The Rams are favored by 3.5 points. It's gone up. It's gone down. The over-under, 46.5. What do you think?
Wow. I just don't like the fact that the Niners own the Rams. But to the Rams' credit and on my computer in my head, the fact that they had the Niners basically TKO'd almost to half, 17-3, they found something. Now it's about can we finish? And Dibs, I'm thinking about McVay and what we thought he was and how Kyle Shanahan owns him. But and you know, the last 6 contests have gone towards the Niners. If he wins his game, it's like that one game to go to the Super Bowl to me equates to the 6 he's lost. I'm going with the Rams. I feel like Beckham Jr. and now with Cooper Kupp, who arguably, if you want to tell me he's the best receiver in football from a productivity standpoint, I get that. And the play action pass and what I saw them doing against Tampa, I think they can mirror some of that against the Niners. And this is why Niner Nation may be mad at me or happy. The block kick, the block field goal and punt is why the Niners are playing in this game. So kudos. But I think they emptied the luck basket or the luck bucket, and I feel like the Rams finally get it done this Sunday, and they emphasize, I don't know if you remember when it was Steiny, Dibs, and Guru, I picked the Rams to be in the Super Bowl to represent the NFC when they got Stafford. I think that comes to fruition, Dibs. I'm taking the Rams to win this game by 3.5.
Wow, I actually also took the Rams, if you remember, to be in the Super Bowl back in the Steiny Guru and Dibs era, but I'm backing off that pick because styles make fights, and you look at a Niner team that over the last 2 matchups this year and over the last 6 over 3 years, they push the Rams around. They're more physical than the Rams. The Niners boys in the trenches are stronger than the Rams guys in the trenches, and so I think when push comes to shove, and that's ultimately what football comes down to, push coming to shove. Right. Niners are a more physical team. They can impose their will in the run game. If Trent Williams is healthy, and he is healthy enough, Debo's good, Kittle's good, the orange cannon, as you would say. I like the 49ers' ability to be more physical, control the clock, and run the ball. I'm actually taking the Niners on the money line, Goo. I want plus 165. Give me the Niners outright on the money line.
Now, that's nice. You know I'm always fond of the plus. And I see you working, but I just got done with our guy Steiny, and I just want to ask you this about the Rams. Do you think anything they can take from being up 17-0? Like, I don't feel like it's how do we beat them. It's how do we finish? And Steiny said he felt like it went the other way and gave the Niners more of a mental advantage. But I'm thinking, no, some things worked in that game from the Rams at home, which will SoFi West. But we'll talk about that later. Do you think the Rams can take anything of substance to get them ready for this game from the last week 18 game?
Well, I would have thought yes, but what did we see against Tampa Bay? The Rams were up big again, and they were unable to close. Coffee is for closers. Put down that coffee. That's one of the great movies of all time. And I think that's where the Rams are. I mean, they have not shown an ability to close. The Niners went to Green Bay and they stunk. Their offense was bad in the first half, but they were able to wake up at halftime. They were able to right the ship. Offensively, they didn't do a lot, but they stopped turning it over and they gave the defense a chance to impose its will and win that game. And I see this game being, you know, kind of similar, where it's not going to be a home field advantage for the Rams. We know Niner faithful will be in the house. It'll be a 50-50 crowd, whatever it'll be. The Niners will be comfortable, and I don't know if the Rams have the ability to close. And Kyle Shanahan has got a certain amount of ownage over his guy, Sean McVay. And I think that comes to pass again. It's a close ball game, and I think that Jimmy Garoppolo and company find a way to get done.
I love it, Dibs. I got to add this. You know, I'm quirky about my little stuff, the times, who's the broadcaster, who's doing the game, what they're wearing. But I do hate that the Super Bowl would be played by one of these two teams on the same field. I don't like that. Hell, help me out, Dibs. Do I sound like I'm off my rocker? I hate that, you know, we're going to see the same field twice.
Yeah, but what do you want? I mean, they have to pick a field before the game starts. So, and, you know, if you pick one of the best fields, you're picking a team that maybe is in the Super Bowl. You know, you want to pick one of the better facilities. You don't want to go to Minnesota again, or you could not go into Lambeau. You're not going to Tennessee. I mean, there's only like six or eight stadiums. So you got to pick one of them. By the way, Sean McVay, 3-7 against Kyle Shanahan straight up and against the spread. And McVay has been favored in 8 of those 10 games.
Wow. I'll tell you this, and I know we got to keep moving. Where does McVay go from here, Dibs, in regard to the smartest guy in the room if he loses this game to his division rival again? At your place again. Like, McVay, you need this more. There's almost like two scoreboards. I don't know if you agree with that.
Well, I do in the sense of all the young coaches, because Sean McDermott, he lost. And Zach Taylor, well, he's in it. Zach Taylor's here. LeFleur is out, and McVay is in. Shanahan is in. If you go across the NFL and you look at all the young gun head coaches, Cliffy, meow, Cliffy's out, you know. Yeah. And so, you know, Sean's gone, and McVay's here, Kyle's here. You get to that point where if you can take that next step, you know, if McVay can make it to a second Super Bowl and Shanahan's got just the one, well, he then jumps ahead of Kyle Shanahan in that young gun ranking.
I love that, Dibs. I love that, what do you call that? That intel. I like it, Dib intel.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's Liquidate All Assets, brought to you by Livermore Casino, the Tri-Valley's place to play. Game day specials, Sunday 10 to 8, Monday and Thursday from 5 to 9. Get a hot dog for $2.50. Chili dog, just an extra buck. Domestic draft beers are $2.50. Imports and, well, cocktails, only $4 at Livermore Casino, First Street in downtown Livermore. Good. Let me give you a couple of props from the NFC if I can.
Let's do it. I can't wait.
I love it. We've got NFC props. Cam Akers, the Rams running back who came back off the torn Achilles, the torn ACL rather, over under 59.5 rushing yards.
I'm going under. Niners for they don't play, and that's the reason they're still playing that front four. I'm going under, Dibs.
No, I'm with you on that same under. I think the Rams are going to have to try to do what you talked about, which is, you know, play action pass, more of that dink and dunk, trying to get yards, cheap yards through the air out to the perimeter. I'm not sure if, you know, if they can really make hay inside the tackles like that against the 49ers. What about Deebo Samuel over under 42.5 rushing yards?
Damn it, he's so good. He's a star. I could actually see him going over, Dibs, but yet still losing the game. So I'm going to go over with Deebo.
Yeah, I'm going to go under 42.5 rushing yards. I think the Rams are going to really – when Debo's in the backfield, I think they're going to roll the coverage up, and they're going to keep on stopping those plays. And unless the Niners go to a full, like, Deebo jet sweep motion package, but – what we've seen from the Niners with Deebo Samuel is they've really just turned around and given him the ball in the backfield. I think the Rams are going to scheme to stop that. So I'm going under 42.5.
Yeah, and let's give the Packers credit. Deebo was a factor, but he didn't run all over them, Dibs.
No, a couple of big runs and a couple of critical runs was about all
right. He
had. Most rushing yards for the whole weekend, Eli Mitchell, Deebo Samuel, Joe Mixon, Cam Akers, Edwards-Helaire, Jerick McKinnon. Who do you like to be the leading rusher for Championship Sunday?
Wow, this is phenomenal. I'm going to go Joe Mixon. And they keep it on the ground, but yet they still get beat down. But I think he gets the most yards out of everybody you just mentioned. I think the Rams and the Niners are a wash because both teams are going to be geared towards the run, and it'll be an aerial attack or attempt to be an aerial attack by the Niners. And you know what the Rams are going to do? I'm going Mixon. That he gets the – they get some yards against the bend but don't break Kansas City Chiefs defense. I know the turf and field, it may be pretty cold. So that's my – I'm going with Mixon. I feel good about it, Dibs.
I like it. Plus 240. I'm going to go with the favorite, Eli Mitchell, plus 190. Slightly more favored than Joe Mixon. I think the 49ers are going to realize that the Rams are keying on Deebo Samuel and the Deadpool package. I think they're going to turn to Eli Mitchell a lot more. They're going to really ride Eli Mitchell in this game, trying to keep the Rams offense off the field. I'm going to go Eli Mitchell, 27 carries, 101 on the ground, and Eli Mitchell becomes the leading rusher for the weekend. What about most receiving yards, Goo? The favorite, Cooper Kupp. You also have Ja'Marr Chase, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, T. Higgins, and
The disrespect, because my answer was none of the above. OBJ not on there?
No.
I think this is a breakout game. I think OBJ shows the world, look, I am a winner, and he could almost say that now, the fact that he's playing in this game. But, okay, he's not on there. I'm just thinking right now, you know, Kittle.
No, I love it. Go off the board. You can go off the board.
I want OBJ. This is – and he was open. Let's not forget week 18, which would have been the game winner. I think he has a big game, and that's it, because I'm taking the Rams to win. He's a big part of it. Kupp is going to be – he's going to command so much attention, and rightfully so. This is OBJ's come-out game. They're welcome to – hey, I'm in town. We got a new star, new option. Tell me those odds, Dibs.
Yeah, I'll have to look to see the OBJ. Okay. Kittle's plus 1,200, 12-1. OBJ's probably 15-1 or perhaps even more than that. I'm going to go with Cooper Kupp. I think the Rams saw something in the last matchup where Cooper Kupp has an ability to get open, and I think that the Rams are going to try and ride Cooper Kupp as much as they can.
I love it. I just can't wait. But Cooper Kupp, Dibs, do I dare ask you, because it's about production, is he the best receiver in the game right now? Or is he the best receiver in the best passes? So how do you see it? Tell me about Cooper Kupp.
He's the best receiver in the game right now. I mean, the way he's able to get open, and Matthew Stafford looks for him. And you look at Ja'Marr Chase. Chase has been incredible, but he's been a little bit more inconsistent. I think Cooper Kupp, what he's done for this Rams offense, and, I mean, granted, he was wide open over the top against Tampa in that big spot. But still, he got open. He made the play. You got to give him his flowers.
And you know who else used to be wide open because they ran Chris routes? It's Jerry Rice, our own. So I get what you're saying, but you got to be a technician. You got to know when to shake and bake. And he has that. And to your credit, he took it home all the way to the house.
I love it, Goo. It's Liquidate All Assets brought to you by Livermore Casino, downtown Livermore on First Street, the Tri-Valley's place to play. You got some NBA for me tonight, Goo.
Dude, I love this little association. So, by all accounts, Anthony Davis is, thank you, Dibs, is due back. And even if he's not back, I'm just blown away at what LeBron James offensively is doing. I think Frank Vogel is, you know, they're past the turbulence, or is he getting fired? And they're playing a Brooklyn team. I don't like what I'm hearing. Brooklyn's at home. L.A.'s getting 2.5 on the road at Brooklyn. I'm taking the Lakers on the money line, Dibs. And I'm telling you, if AD plays, I don't know why they're underdogs, because James Harden just came out and said he's frustrated that Kyrie and his vaccine situation and how he's not playing home games. And I think the Lakers are looking at this game like, this is it. We ain't making a big splash. We ain't making a big trade. We got AB back. And, again, LeBron's playing phenomenal, like he's 10 years younger. I'm taking L.A. plus 2.5. But when I look at that, what that equates is plus 116 on the money line. That's where I'm going, Dibs.
I love it. You're going plus 116 on the money line, hoping for an Anthony Davis lift and maybe a little bit
of
Brooklyn.
They win this even if he doesn't come back. That's how down on Brooklyn I am.
Wow. Is that just because of where they are as a team as far as who's healthy and who's playing?
Yeah, and where James Harden, one of my favorite players, where he's at physically. I just don't like where he's at physically, Dibs. So I think LeBron just himself will white offset what he's doing. And you're going to laugh. I think the Laker, the others are coming into their own, and they look at this as a big test. And I think they go get it done tonight in front of Shaq, Kenny, and the rest of the game.
I love it at Brooke.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
In the second game in the TNT doubleheader, Dallas at Golden State. The Warriors are favored by 3.5. What do you think?
Man, I just don't know what to make of the Golden State Warriors, Dibs. There's so many versions of them. But I'll say this. The Mavs are 5-1 in their last six games against the spread. But the Warriors owe the Mavericks for that beatdown they put on them. And Steph Curry still going through his shooting struggles. But you know where I'm going, Dibs? I think the Warriors bounce back, and I think they win this game. It's minus 3.5 on my end. I think the Warriors cover, so I'm picking Steph to have a breakout game. I'm going to say Klay doesn't play because he's questionable now, so that means Wiggins goes back to what he's known for, along with Poole, and the Warriors get this win without Draymond. I'm taking Warriors minus 3.5.
I love it, Goo. I'm going to go under 210. I think the Warriors are really becoming more of a defense-first team, and Steph struggling as he has. I think that the under is more of a smart play for me. So I'm going to go take Golden State under 210 in this one. The Mavs, by the way, 5-1 straight up over their last six, and the Mavericks 8-2 against the spread in their last 10 against the
Wow, that's good knowledge right there. I love it.
Thank you. New Orleans, Philadelphia. Goo, what do you got?
I got the under. Philadelphia, I don't know what's going on. I know Embiid's the MVP candidate, but I'll say this. 18 of their last 46 games have gone over. So they don't have a lot of firepower right now, and a lot of that is due to health. I just watched the Pelicans, who helped me last night against the who did they play last night? They hosted the Indiana Pacers, and that was – I had to take some Excedrin after watching that game, so many bricks. But they covered. But it's a back-to-back for New Orleans, so I'm going under 212, Dibs, and I think this is not a lot of points tonight. Philly, again, just struggling to score. I'm taking under 212.
I love it, Goo. And one more before we get off the NBA, and I'll give you some college picks. Sacramento, Boston. Boston allowing the seventh fewest points per game, but also only putting up 107 a game. Both teams struggling against the spread in their last 10. What do you got?
I got problems like Vivek Ranadive. You got to get it fixed, brother. Call me. I got love for Sack. I'll say this.
Don't call Tyrone. You got to call Guru.
De'Aaron Fox is out tonight, so that's a big deal, even though I'm not a big fan. And Dibs, the under is just staring me in the face. Under 220, and that's where I'm going. I don't think we see a lot of points in this ball game. And I haven't talked to you in a minute. You know, my success has been coming when I do have it on these unders. There are a lot of bad non-scoring NBA teams in the association, and these two teams looking up, Boston, they're stingy, and the Kings just can't shoot. So I think this team, these two teams combined for under 220 points. I love it.
I love it too, Goo. You're giving out some good quality Tuesday night NBA locks. It's liquidate all assets here, and appreciate all the great commenters. Special Tuesday edition. And Goo, condolences to your aunt. I know tomorrow you're going to be out of pocket. Yeah, doing family stuff, Goo. And it's, man, it's a hard time for all of us. I just want to say thoughts and prayers to you and your family.
Yeah, you know what, man? You're the best, brother. I appreciate it. And not to bring Steiny in it, but he mentioned Dana's dealing with some similar things along with Steiny's partner. I'm going to say this. Yeah. We're leaving after we're done here to Seaside. What do you know about Seaside? All I know is Herm Edwards is from there. You've been down there pretty much?
Oh, Seaside's incredible. It's one of the kind of shoulder communities outside Monterey. You know, you got Monterey and Carmel, okay. And then you've got Seaside, you've got Marina, you've got Sand City. These are more of like the working class neighborhoods outside of Monterey. Okay. So, not quite all the way up to, you know, Castroville and Santa Cruz, but you get real people down there, real good, solid communities. I think you're going to enjoy it.
I love it. Okay. We leave about 3-hour ride, Dibs. And yeah, we'll say we'll lay my aunt to rest, but I appreciate the kind words.
Of course, Goo. And let me give you a few bets to track on your way. We're going to start in the Big Ten. Michigan State is getting 4.5 at Illinois. The Spartans have not had a great year, but if you look at how they've played lately, they're starting to really right the ship. Michigan State, number 10 in the country at the Illini. These are the games that Tom Izzo really tends to win. And you give me the Spartans and 4.5. We're taking Sparty in the points at Illinois.
I got to let you in on a secret. I'm a P1 for Willard and Dibs. I heard you say this today, and you are right. This is their time, but I win money line plus 175, and you're right. Izzo does win a game like this, and they got some length. They just got to have it come together. So I heard you today and put it in, but let's go Sparty.
I appreciate it. My what the hell pick of the day is going to come. Northern Kentucky in the Horizon is hosting Wright State. Wright State is 11-8. They're 8-2 in the Horizon. But Northern Kentucky has played far better than their record would indicate. Northern Kentucky's won 3 of their last 4, including wins over Illinois, Chicago, and Ooey Pooey. This, to me, feels like a tough spot for Wright State going into the north part of Kentucky. I like Northern Kentucky plus the 2 at home.
I love it, man. Hey, it's so funny when you watch these games. You know, it ain't quote-unquote Kentucky versus Michigan State. But when I turn it on, you know, Fox Sports Network deals, I'm like, this is awesome. With these journey type of games, as I call them, with the non-popular tees.
No doubt, Goo. No doubt. One more for you for college basketball. This one tips off in about an hour. It's Baylor hosting Kansas State. Whoa. Baylor favored by 14, but we're going to go under 137. Baylor's defense is incredible. You remember them last year, what they did to Gonzaga in the national championship game.
I'll never
Their defense is the same as it ever was. They are going to rock Kansas State. This one feels like a 70-50 kind of ball game, but we're going to play the safe side. We're going under 137, Baylor hosting Kansas State.
That's very smart, and you're just basically Kansas State going to get suffocated. Baylor will do their part, but it won't be a lot of points. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, we're trying to, you know, make some hay here while the sun shines. And, you know, Goo, we've got some excitement coming up here in golf. We've got the Farmers Insurance Open starting tomorrow at Torrey Pines in San Diego.
I got my pen ready, baby. What you got for me?
We're going to play some top fives this week. We're going to play just two top fives, hoping that one of these players is able to pop and make it happen. Yeah. We like Sam Burns. Sam Burns plus 400. Just make the top five. That's all we're looking for. And Justin Rose plus 900, 9-1 as our two top five picks of the week.
Tell me why Mr. Burns and what type of course is Torrey Pines?
Torrey Pines is a California course. So we're in the California portion of the schedule where they play in San Diego, Torrey Pines. Then they'll go to Riviera in L.A. Then they'll go to Pebble Beach up where you're going to be in Monterey. It's the California circuit here. Sam Burns, a guy who's played well on California grass, and Justin Rose actually is coming off a great event last weekend in the desert. He had a triple bogey and a double bogey, which really cost him and prevented him from having a good week. But we like the way Justin Rose is playing.
So this was, by the time you and Willard start, this will be kicked off already, or that's when it starts?
No, it should be underway tomorrow morning. Okay. Sam Burns and Justin Rose are the picks.
I love it. I got it down.
All right, Goo, all the best to you and your family, brother. We'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dibs.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.